Distinguished hosts, delegates, honorable mayors and colleagues, I'm proud to be the mayor of Helsingborg, which is a beautiful mid-sized city in the south parts of Sweden, just across the bay from Copenhagen, in the greater Copenhagen area. Our city is recognized for its leadership in urban development and its strong focus on sustainability. In the last years, we have been appointed Sweden's best IT municipality, the Growth Municipality of Sweden of the Year, and Sweden's best sustainable city. In 1955, Helsingborg was the site for a landmark World's Fair, the H55 World Exhibition, which became highly influential in modern urban design and architecture the following decades. Now we are planning a new exhibition for 2022. We call it H22, and we'll focus on sustainable and smart urban and welfare development. You're all welcome to Helsingborg, and we're keen to discuss partnership with you, as many of you as possible, for this event. But H22 is not the end, it's the beginning. It's a manifestation of our long-term vision for Helsingborg for 2035. Once again, we aim to be leaders in urban and welfare innovation and progress. And as I think we all recognize in here, too many cities today are struggling to adapt to the 21st century's with outdated silo-based management systems. And to make matters worse, political structures often contribute to short-term focus. And to overcome that, we have developed a unifying vision for our city, supported by all political parties and the city's management organization. 10,000 employees are working together to implement that vision, striving towards a creative, vibrant, united and global city in collaboration with citizens and organizations. And this is very, very powerful. The city's vision, originated in 2011, and our general city plan are closely linked together. And in many ways, the vision and our city plan aligns with the more recent new urban agenda. Not at least the focus on rediscovering the importance of public space. Public space is the spine that supports and connects all the other parts of the city. Public space gives us the ability to walk, to exercise, to connect with others, and to recreate and to participate in public life. New research shows how important public space is for our health, for our well-being, and even our economic livelihood. An important and improving the quality of life for all the inhabitants is very important. And this is why we in Helsingborg have a politically decided quality of life program that ensures that we always have this perspective in everything we do. Improving quality of life includes the work towards a connected, smart and sustainable city. As Johan Claus, the Secretary General for Habitat Free, said, she said, I quote, "Without public space, you don't really have a city at all." I agree. Public space is one of the keys to improving the quality of life. In Helsingborg, we work on public space and with the quality of life. We have complemented that with a new bus rapid transport system that connects our city together. We also have a unique state-of-the-art waste system that enables people to sort out their waste at home and with a smart network have their waste collected on demand. And as we speak, we're building a whole new district in Helsingborg where buildings are sorting out the water, separating the black water from the grey water and the food waste into houses using the latter for biogas production. In fact, we're now heading towards zero waste in Helsingborg. We also have developed a long-range wireless technology for better monitoring what's happening in our city, along with free access to Wi-Fi in our public spaces for citizens and visitors. Our goal is a city that truly combines sustainability and technology while focusing on innovative urban planning, improving quality of life, and reinventing city governance. When doing this, we're not only smart, but a smarter city. And it starts with us. As mayors, we must take the lead in developing the sustainable cities for the future. It's on our shoulders to ensure that we leave a healthy planet with healthy people after us. So I sincerely hope that you will join us in Helsingborg for H22, and moreover, that many of you will become partners in this exciting transformation, helping develop a more livable, more sustainable, and more beautiful kind of city for the future. Thank you very much.